Okay. The meetings were good. Welcome everyone to the Redevelopment Agency meeting held here on May 5th, Centerville City Hall. We want to make sure that we get through this because we have the Trails Committee tonight and we're excited to long time and discuss what they have going on with the Trails Committee. So this first thing is a redevelopment agency. We have three members present: Commissioner Ploner, the commissioners,
Director.
Directors. Director Ploner, Director Meeker. So we do have quorum. We do need to vote on this. Director Heyman is not coming. I have not heard from Director herself. That's our roll call and who's present. So let's have Nate Blazer present the fiscal year 2027 budget. Well, this is a public hearing too for their redevelopment agency.
The presentation of the RD budget, and we recommend that you adopt it as the tentative budget. We've gone over this in prior budget retreat, although there have been just a couple of adjustments as we recently received our package, which is the major source of funding for the RDA. So I've updated both the revenue and the contractual gains just to reflect what was actually spent in the current fiscal year just this month or last month. So those are the only changes we've had. And then the only other item that I would highlight was in our capital projects. We have $200,000 budgeted for signage improvements at entrances and major roadways in the city. That is, in a nutshell, the RDA budget. If there are any questions?
On the $200,000, do we feel like that's a good number? We've done a little bit of bidding and just we're
there's so many variables, right? Electronic, what style?
That's okay.
So many variables.
I just wondered how solid that is.
We do have balances that we can pull from that too. So,
right,
that's an estimate. But
okay.
We've got the funds. We
that, that's totally fair. I just
and is that something that we would be looking at doing this year, or are we going to be waiting until we see a little bit more with Parrish? Is that going to be affected? Are we thinking about Parrish as one of these locations?
Yeah, good question. So it could depend, right? So the hope is we start looking into it this next fiscal year, but we'll work with UDOT. If there's any maybe current delay based on the work they're doing, then maybe we'll delay until the next fiscal year until that. But this is our plan, is hopefully next fiscal year to have something.
And
again, there's other entryways too that aren't impacted by the UDOT that we can look at. We can hold off potentially on the Parrish, but still move forward on Main Street's entrances, as well as legacy entrances.
That ties in with my question. How many locations are you considering doing signage at?
We haven't officially discussed that yet. So we'd be open to that as well. We need to have that conversation. And then what's the expectation of signage?
And so, Gina's question about is this going to be enough? Do we have like an idea or a range of what these signs are about? Like, what is a marquee or a digital sign versus a monument sign?
We'll discuss, right? Because if you more marquees versus monument signs, then we could talk about it. Again, this is a placeholder. We can go up or down from here from 200,000. Don't have an exact number. And again, this is a placeholder. We'll have a future conversation to decide what direction we want to go.
Okay. As Nate said, this is a tentative budget. It needs approved by the time frame on the same RDA budget, I believe, is the same as our regular city budget, right, as far as final approval and that type of thing.
We have to do the same. The law is a little bit more on this, so we actually don't even need to do this, but historically we must have time. So we're fine. This process is above and beyond the law.
Okay. All right, let's go to this is a public hearing matter. Let's go to the public hearing for the fiscal year 2027 tentative budget for the redevelopment agency. Public hearing is now open. If you're so inclined to comment, anybody that's in attendance or online, just please state your name and where you're from. And like I said, that is now open. Seeing nobody coming forth, I will close that public hearing and come back to the director to see if there's any final questions before I ask for motion of a tentative budget for fiscal 2027 redevelopment agency.
How long are these contractual obligations for the RDA? Legacy Crossing, Barnard Creek.
It depends. Some go off in, I think, 28. One of them actually expired this year, dating the maximum payment on.
Okay.
And then the others are in. There's, I'd have to get back to you on it.
Okay.
I think 2031 is another one. Our newest one is, I think,
10 was
13, maybe.
It was 15. It felt 15, like 10 to 15.
15, yeah.
So can I understand, until 2031, this is going to remain the same?
No, each contract, each entity we contract with for the RDA, the increment differs. It could be a 5-year, it could be a 10-year, it could be 15, or they have caps and then they expire at that term. So each...
But that's what I thought Brian had just asked. Do we have any that are...
Well, that's what... So now that's back to exactly, but one is 25, one is 2028, one is expired. So each one has a different bridge. Entities or the RDA itself, because that's another question the RDA is into. And it's like parish land RDA with 30-year RDA. Right? So each CDA RDA has a differing expiration as well. And I don't know exactly what it is.
I do have those here as far as the contractual obligations. So the Bernard Creek for the pastures, the final payment is in tax year 2034. Legacy Crossing is tax year 2027. For the Legacy Trails Department, that's tax year 28. And then for the Porter Walton area with Young Power Sports, the tax increment is through 2038, but the sales tax incentive is through 2029. And with each of those, there are maximum dollar amounts that may or may not be hit. So,
okay.
Actually for the Legacy Trails Department, they hit their maximum allowable amount. So, they will not be getting the payment next year.
Thank you. All right, see, no further questions. Do I have a motion to approve the tentative budget?
Sorry, there was a resolution that got attached online. It didn't appear for me, though, even though we updated it. Oh, is it? Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, we decided to do a resolution for tentatively adopting. Yeah, the budget stayed consistent with what we did for the city council. So that got attached today. I wasn't there on Friday, but if you just adopt the resolution.
So, Director Maynard, you got the motion.
I make a motion that we approve the resolution 2026-01, adopting a fiscal year 2027 tentative budget funds. And accounts for the redevelopment agency of Central City, Utah.
Second.
Second. Director Plummer.
Aye.
And that passes 0. Okay, beautiful. Then I will look for a motion to adjourn the RDA.
So moved.
All right. The RDA is adjourned. Okay.